Title, Archiving Unused Ideas for Future Tunes Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the most underrated skills in drum and bass production. Not finishing every idea but also not losing the good ones. Because if you're making DNB in Ableton, you already know the pattern. You cook up a nasty 174 roller, the drums feel good, the reese is moving, there's a vibe, and then the next day you open the set and it's like, where did the magic go? Or worse, half the samples are missing and a plugin update broke the bass. Today you're going to build a fast, repeatable archiving system. Think of it like a parts bin, not a graveyard. The goal is that unfinished guilt turns into future ammo. By the end, you'll have four things locked in. A dedicated archive folder that never loses samples. A sketch template that makes archiving consistent. A quick 6-minute ritual for bounces, stems, and notes. And a growing personal library of racks and clips you can drag into new tunes instantly. Step 0 is a one-time setup. The archive location. Create a folder on your fastest drive called something like Music Production, Ableton Projects, DNB Idea Archive. Inside it, make 5 folders. One called 00 Templates. One called 01 Sketches. One called 02 Exported Packs. One called 03 Stems. And one called 04 Reference Bounces. Here's why we're doing this. Ableton projects get fragile when they reference random audio from desktop, downloads, or some sample folder you later reorganize. This archive setup makes every idea portable and future-proof. Now step 1. Standardize a DNB sketch template. This is what makes the whole system fast. Open a brand new lave set and build a simple, consistent track layout. You want something like drums, kick, snare, hats and tops, break A, break B, perk and effects, bass, sub-mono, reese or mid-bass, and a bass FX or movement lane. Music, chord or stab, lead or hook, atmos, and then 2 utility tracks, one called reference, and one called print or resample. On the reference track, set monitoring to off. That way it never accidentally routes into your master when you're bouncing. On the print or resample track, set the input to resampling. This track is your record what I'm hearing right now button. Add 3 returns to keep sketches sounding decent without turning your template into a mixing template. Return A, drum room, short room reverb, then an EQ with a high pass around 200 so the reverb doesn't fog up your low end. Return B, delay, echo set to an eighth or dotted eighth, low feedback, and then a filter after it to tame the highs. Return C, dirt, saturator with soft clip-on, drum bus for drive and crunch, and EQ for shaping. On the master, keep it light, utility if you want to mono the lows below around 120, optional, and a limiter with a ceiling at -1 dB, just to stop surprise peaks. Do not smash your sketches, you want an honest bounce, not a loud lie. Now save this live set into 00 templates as DNB sketch template. Cool. That's the foundation. Now step 2 is the main habit. When you abandon an idea, you archive it properly in about 6 minutes. And I want you to catch the timing here. Do this the moment you realize, I'm not finishing this today. Because if you wait, you won't do it. You'll just start a new project and your archive becomes chaos again. First, collect all and save. In the sketch set, go to File, Collect All and Save. Tick All Samples, and save the project into 01 Sketches. This is the single most important step. It's the difference between I can open this in a year and why is the break missing, and the bass is silent. Next, add metadata so future you understands what this idea was. At bar 1, create a locator and name it something like Info, 174 BPM, key F minor, swing MPC 16-54, vibe foggy roller, ref calyx breakish. That locator is your sticky note. You can also rename key tracks with useful tags like break A, amen 170 crunchy, reese, phased neuro, sub, sine plus third harmonic. Quick coaching note, don't write a novel, just capture the identity, BPM, key or atonal, a vibe word, and one reference point if you have it. That's enough to revive the mindset. Now, print a 16 to 32 bar vibe loop pounce. Go to Arrangement View. Find the best part of the idea. Usually for DNB, 16 bars is perfect, because it tells you whether the groove holds up and whether the drop energy is real. Set the loop brace around that section. If you need to, solo the core elements, like drums, bass, and the hook. Don't overthink it. This is an audition bounce. Arm your print or resample track, with inputs set to resampling. Record the loop. Trim it clean so it starts exactly on the downbeat and ends perfectly on the bar. Then export it. File, Export Audio, render track as master, 24-bit, normalize off, and save it into 04 reference bounces with a file name like 174FM Foggy Roller Amen Reese V01 Bounce. This bounce is the secret weapon, because later, you can just scroll through audio files and instantly audition your own ideas without opening live sets. Extra pro move, to the two bounce method, export one bounce that's full, drums plus bass plus music. Then export a second bounce that's just drums and bass. Name it the same but end with DB. That drums and bass bounce is perfect for testing new top lines later. Next, export stems, but not everything. Minimal stems. Group your channels into a few big buckets, like drum stem, bass stem, music stem, and optionally effects or Atmos stem. Then export either all individual tracks or just groups, depending on how you like to work. The point is, even if plugins change, even if a synth disappears, you can still rebuild the idea fast. Save stems in 03 stems inside a folder named after the idea, like 174FM Foggy Roller V01. Now we turn unfinished work into reusable assets. Save the best bits into your user library. If you have a break processing chain that slaps, don't leave it trapped in this one project. Select the break track effects, group them into an audio effect rack, and map a few macros. For example, high pass filter frequency, drum bus drive, transient snap, ek air. Save that rock into user library, presets, audio effect rack, DNB break racks. Same for bass. If you've got a Reese chain that has that perfect movement, save it as an instrument rack, macros, filter cutoff, drive amount, movement rate, and width. And important, keep the submono, always. Save it to user library, presets, instruments, DNB bass racks. Also save MIDI clips. Drag your best bassline or drum edit clips into user library, clips, DNB. Name them with something searchable, like Rolling Bass 2-Step FM 174, or Amen Edit 16 Bars Ghost Snare. And here's a teacher tip. Archive the movement, not just the sound. If the magic is coming from automation, like an auto filter envelope, or some LFO rhythm, save that automation as part of a clip, or as a rack with macro variations. Movement is often the secret sauce, and stems alone don't always explain it. Now, if the idea is truly worth keeping, you pack it. Go to File, Manage Files, Manage Project, Create Pack. Save the pack into 02 exported packs as an ALS pack. This is ideal for moving between machines or sending to a collaborator. It's the vacuum-sealed version of your project. That's the core archive ritual. Now step 3, add archive markers so you can revive ideas fast. Inside the archived live set, drop a few locators like drop idea, bars 33 to 49, alt drop, halftime switch, breakdown pad plus noise, drum switch, ride pattern. Even if you haven't arranged the tune fully, you're leaving a map. If you want to level this up, create what I call a DJ spine before you archive. 16 bars of drums only intro, 16 bars add bass, 32 bars main loop, 16 bars quick exit with a filter down and a hit. You're not finishing the track. You're making it instantly playable and auditionable like a real tune. Future you will open it and immediately understand the intent. Now step 4, make the archive searchable and make browsing a habit. Once a week, spend 20 minutes listening through your reference bounces in 04 reference bounces. Then rate them in the file name. A plus means must finish. A means strong. B means good sample source. C means probably dead, but keep the bounce. So the file might become 174FM Foggy Roller Amen Reese V01 a bounce. This seems small, but it solves a huge problem. What should I finish next? Becomes obvious. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't skip collect all and save. That's how you lose breaks and one-shots. Don't export only a full master. You'll regret it when you want to reuse elements. Don't keep everything as MIDI only. Plugins change. Presets vanish. CPU gets messy. Print audio. Don't archive without naming. If you can't search it, it doesn't exist. And don't overmaster sketches. You want a useful source, not something that only sounds good because it's smashed. Let's add a few darker, heavier DNB pro tips. Print movement versions of bass. Record 3 takes of the same Reese with different modulation rates. Name them take a slow, take B fast, take C distorted. Arrangement becomes way faster later because you already have variation. Stay disciplined with sub. Archive a clean mono sub stem. Utility width at 0%. Keep it solid. If the idea is strong, export sub-only and mids-only versions too. Sub-only is clean and mono. Mids-only keeps the movement and stereo. That split makes remixing your own idea insanely quick. Resample Atmos textures, solo Atmos and noise. Resample a long 16 or 32 bar texture. Those prints are gold for intros and breakdown glue, and capture plugin risk snapshots. If you used a third-party synth for the hook or bass, print a wet version and a dry-ish version. Wet preserves your vibe, dry preserves your performance but lets you redesign later. It's like taking both a photo and the raw file. One more expansion trick that's surprisingly effective. Record a 10-second voice memo inside the project. Create an audio track called Note Voice. Hit record and say something like, "This needs a cleaner sub, swap snare, halftime B section could work." 5 to 15 seconds. Done. It's faster than typing, and when you open the set months later, you instantly know what to do next instead of relearning the whole project. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Pick one old unfinished DNB project. First, collect all and save into your 01 sketches folder. Second, create a 16-bar loop of the strongest section. Third, resample it to print and export a bounce using your naming format. Fourth, export just three stems, drums, bass, music. Fifth, save one reusable asset, either the break rack or the bass rack. Sixth, add three locators, drop, break, and alt drop idea. That's it. In 15 minutes, you've converted a half-finished project into a reusable kit. Let's recap the whole system. You build a sketch template that matches how you write. When an idea stalls, you do the sequence. Collect all and save, bounce a preview, export stems, save racks and clips, and pack if it's worth it. You name everything with BPM, key or atonal, vibe, and version. And you leave a map, locators, notes, and maybe even a voice memo. That's how you keep your best ideas alive, searchable, and ready to become future tunes. If you tell me whether you sketch mostly in session view or arrangement view, your usual BPM range, and whether your drums are mostly audio breaks or programmed, I can suggest a tailored template layout and the best safety print combo for your setup.